Case number 10253, Sea Air, west of Route 1, west of Center Avenue, being lot D13 within Sea Air Mobile Home City Mobile Home Park, a variance from separation required between units in the mobile home park.
Mr. Chairman, again, the survey has been revised.
You have another revised, okay.
Ms. Surface, what size is lot D13 at Sierra Village?
Lot D13 is 3,730 square feet.
And is there anything currently on this site, or is it vacant?
It is a vacant site.
The home that you've selected on, actually, let's, are there nonconformities on the surrounding sites around D13?
Yes, there are.
And what, if you could describe those for the board?
Yes, on site E12. The shed is right on up on the property line in the rear. On site E14, the same thing. The shed is actually they're both right on two of the lines on the sideline and the rear line. And on site D15, the shed is also right up on the property line adjoining D13. And I don't have the measurement of the distance of the manufactured home on D11. I don't have the measurement off the property line, but I don't want to venture a guess to that.
Is this typical, these types of structures being on property lines and next to property lines, is that typical of the D and E blocks in Sierra Village?
Yes, it is. But in looking at the survey, I take back my last comment. It looks like the home on D11 is probably only about 4 feet off the property line because of the two distances we have here. So that's not in compliance either.
As the what you're referring to, the home on block D11 that appears to not be perfectly parallel to the right side property line?
Correct, yes.
And is this home being placed in conformity with the type of orientation that you'd like to see on homes in the community?
Yes, it is.
And you accomplished that by placing the home 5 feet from the rightmost property line?
Yes, and in the original survey that we submitted to the board that was done by CoSurvey in August, the home was more in the center of the site. So as I stated earlier, I went back to CoSurvey on this one and asked them to move the home into the position that I would like to keep as a standard. And they did that and redid this survey for me in September.
And does the home match the streetscape of the homes around it, or the setback from the front line, the street up Center Avenue?
Yes, relatively. Well, I don't know. The old homes are kind of placed somewhat not in any type of conform manner, I don't think.
And is the the variance that's going to be required from site D13, is that a porch that's typical of the arrangements and characteristic of the neighborhood with people with a manufactured home like on D15 that has a porch?
Yes, it is.
We have heard some discussion regarding concerns about safety in manufactured home communities. What is a typical cause of a fire in a manufactured home community?
It's interesting that you bring that up because on this very site, there was an older home, this 1960s model, that burned up a few months back, it was in the paper, and like I said, it was an older home, 60s, and it was an electrical problem that caused the fire. The home did not have any smoke detectors. The people were very fortunate to get out with their lives. Because it was an older home, the back door was not in a good position for them to escape. They actually had to escape out a back window. So the newer homes, of course, are, I get all the electric on the sites upgraded to 200 amps to accommodate the new homes. I have that done first by Apple Electric. And all the newer homes, of course, are built to code these days. And the electrical wiring is all installed by an electrician after the home is delivered, of course. And they're all equipped with smoke detectors and, you know, other devices that are essential to life-saving.
And attached as the second page for the board's reference is the survey, which you're updating with the one dated September 16th, 2008. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And the third page shows the actual floor plan of the home?
Yes. And again, that's a home with a factory-built front porch, very attractive home, covered porch.
And does this home, the proposed home for this site, meet the county's 35% lot coverage requirement?
Yes, it does.
That, in addition to the general comments which were made a few moments ago,
okay,
is the application for site D13.
Okay.
One question, what size was the previous home that was burned?
It was an older home. It was believe it was a 12-foot wide. It was a small home, similar to the home that you see on site 11.
Probably 60 feet long, 50, 60 feet
long. About 60 feet long, I'd say, yes.
So do you know if it met the setbacks of 20 feet between units there?
I don't. I can't say for sure. Probably not with the position of the shed on 15. On D15, it probably did not.
About between the two homes on 11 and 15, do you know if it met the setbacks there?
No, I don't. You're asking me about the home that was there?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. No, I'm sorry. I don't know that for certain.
Just trying to see if this new proposed home encroaches how much more than the old one was.
And what was already there.
Okay.
The total variance requested on both sides is 3.3 feet, and the older home was 8 feet less than the new request.
One thing I did not do is review, I guess, what the variances would actually be for this, I guess, starting in the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah, we need that for the record each time, okay.
In the upper left-hand corner, it looks like there's a 12-foot variance required between the shed on E12 and the proposed home.
Mm-hmm.
Moving around to site D15, there's an 11.8-foot variance needed from the shed on D15 and the proposed home on D13. And then moving down a little further, a 1.3-foot variance between the porch on D15 and the proposed home on D13. And then all the way around to the home on D11, a variance of 2.1 feet between the home on D11 and the proposed home on D13.
And the home that was there, I don't know if it makes a difference to you or not, but it did have a screened porch addition.
Okay.
So therefore, it may have been in violation.
Yes, or it was wider than 12.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hutton?
No.
Mr. Mill? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let the record show there's 7. Okay, all those that would like to speak at this time, would you please come forward and be sworn in? No, you don't have to be sworn again.
The only thing, I had measured this after the fire, and there was...
If you would, just state your name so it gets on the tape.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jeannie Sis from Sierra, 19796 Sierra Avenue. I had measured this, and there was 20 feet between after the fire. The home on the other side, in fact, it was more than that. And the home on the other side, the whole side of that wall had burnt. They are now in process of redoing it. So that just shows you the proximity. Even if we have the 20 feet, we are in jeopardy at times. But at least we need the 20 feet. The one that burnt prior to that was 20 feet, the one down further on E Row on Atlantic Avenue. And... the gal had just stepped out, was walking in the neighborhood. A guy was walking by, saw smoke coming. The neighbors got out with hoses, but by the time they got there, the thing was gutted out. But they protected their home on either side, and there was 20 feet on either side. Okay. So we have to have at least that. That's the code. We'd like to have a lot more, but our lots will not accommodate. Okay. But we need that at least that 20 feet.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to take case number 10,253 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,253 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, next case, please.
Case number.